the core fundamental of, I guess, the lower level of definition or the base definition of continuous integration would be you check in some code into source code control, and then upon that check-in, some automated process goes and fires off that build in a central location. So this is kind of the baseline definition of what I would say continuous integration is. Now, if you take a more, I'd say, conservative or, you know, a Jez Humble kind of view of continuous integration, when you look at that definition, continuous integration is also going to include some form of automated test happening against that build. So every time, basically, you check into mainline, right? And this is the other element of continuous integration, is you have trunk or a trunk branch, and everybody checks into that one trunk branch. It's similar in the lean manufacturing concept to kind of the Toyota production system, where there's an anon cord. And when you look at the anon cord, it's like anytime there's a problem with that line, somebody pulls the cord, and then things stop until you get it fixed, right? Well, in a software development world, that would be kind of like your trunk branch, right? So if everybody's checking in on a regular basis into that main line trunk branch, then there's any problems with that build, then you either revert the build or you fix the build so that always that mainline trunk branch is in a good state. So there's a lot within this, but just the main thing is that you get that fundamental concept of continuous integration. You can see the contrast between manual build, create this thing, and it's this big long process, to I'm checking in code and wow, I get a build, I get tests, and everybody kind of has access to that, right? It's a fundamental concept for a DevOps practice, and we're going to show you how to do that here using Visual Studio Online Build, or Donovan is, I guess, more correct.